Local housing providers say right now, finding a safe place for homeless, at-risk, and runaway youth to stay should be a priority.
There is no shelter for kids at the moment. You know, there's a dozen kids at least that we could probably count who right now need somewhere to go.
Gus Marks works for Juneau Youth Services. That's the organization that used to operate an emergency shelter at a city-owned property in the Mendenhall Valley. He says the Hurlock Avenue facility isn't in perfect condition, but it has everything it needs to open up quickly.
And there's nowhere else I can think of in town that at least immediately could be used to house kids. And again, this is temporary. This is just to get kids back on their feet, hopefully back home, back to someplace safe.
The Hurlock facility was Juneau's emergency shelter for homeless and at-risk youth for decades. But after Juneau Youth Services relocated the shelter in 2017, it later lost federal funding and had to close it down last year. Jordan Nigro manages the city-owned Zach Gordon Youth Center.
This issue has been pretty significantly exacerbated by the pandemic. So average year, there's around 125 homeless youth annually, and about 50% of those youth in the Juneau School District are teens.
Nigro presented a project proposal to assembly members on Monday. She says teen homelessness is usually less visible because they tend to couch surf with friends. But the pandemic is making that harder, along with so many other things.
Their need is so high that they're seeking us out and finding us. And so we're just seeing a lot more kids in need lately.
So now, with a pressing need for a youth shelter and an empty building practically ready to go, Tlingit-Haida Regional Housing Authority and Zach Gordon Youth Center have stepped forward with a plan. Under the proposal, the housing authority would basically act as landlord. Zach Gordon would oversee programming and staffing. They're proposing emergency housing for about a dozen youth ages 10 to 20 and an annual operating budget of $600,000. They've got state and federal grants and local contributions to help cover most of that, but they'd need about $120,000 in annual funding from the city. And the building will need a new roof in the next few years. And here's where the process gets a little complicated. The city already sold that property in 2018, and they did it under pretty favorable terms, on the condition that the company that bought it turn it into senior assisted living. That's another major need Juneau has. But that didn't work out for a few reasons, with the pandemic and a nearby competing assisted living project among them. Now, the assembly would need to allow the city manager to take the property back from local developers, Alaska Legacy Partners. Then, the assembly has to allow the city to lease it for a youth shelter once again. Alaska Legacy Partners co-founder Garrett Schoenberger says they'd be glad to see the property serve a need in Juneau, even though their plans didn't work out.
You know, we're not looking to make a profit on this. We're just looking to recoup some of our costs. And we had found, you know, with Tlingit-Haida and Zach Gordon and the youth homeless facility, it was a great use that felt like that was a win-win for us to be able to hand over the keys to a new use that's going to be a community benefit.
Several community members also testified at the meeting this week. Some encouraged the assembly to approve the proposal, and others raised concerns about the lack of neighborhood engagement so far. The assembly will hold public hearings on the proposal at next Monday's meeting. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.